You said you might say it's cool out, or you might say it's just a little.
A little cool?
Yeah. You ever use the expression airish?
A little airish?
Yeah.
Yeah, very often.
Okay, that's where that was. And then if you looked out on a fall day, you know, and you saw the some white stuff on the ground, but it hadn't snowed, it said, I think we had a. Okay. And the water in the pond.
Froze over.
All right. And. You'd say if it wasn't very hard though, and it was just kind of
mush ice,
right? And you'd say, well, we just have mush ice now, but if it gets much colder, it's going to
be there, do you?
Yeah, that's right. And it'll what solid? It'll
pretty solid.
Okay. And then if you're talking about the height of this room, you'd say, oh, it's about. How high is the ceiling? You'd say, oh, it's about
8 foot.
Okay.
Ceiling.
All right. And you'd say, talking about smoking cigarettes, you'd say, I don't smoke cigarettes, but he.
He does.
All right. And if you're not certain about something, you might say, well, I'm just not.
Sure.
And then you'd say, I don't think that's right, but some people.
Thanks.
He is. Okay. And I'd say, did you break that window? I'd say, no, it wasn't.
One lady.
Right. And you want to pet a dog or something, you know, the dog shies away from you. You might say, come here, I'm. Hurt you.
I'll pet you.
Now, if the two of us are going to do something, you'd say, I'd say, who's going to do that? And you'd say, you.
He is.
Or you'd say,
you.
And.
Me and you.
All right. And if talking about, say, or both.
Both of us.
All right. And what if you were talking about somebody else and yourself? Say, your neighbor, and you'd say.
Me and him,
okay.
Or
right,
him
then.
And I, whatever.
All right. And if talking about somebody's height, you know, you'd say, he isn't as tall as. Talk about in relation to yourself, you'd say he isn't as tall
as me.
All right, and then talk about somebody else. You'd say, but then I'm not as tall as
if he is.
All right, and talk about something belonging to some. I ask you. I say, whose tape recorder is that? And you tell me. So I say, well, that's
mine.
Or it's your.
Yours.
All right, and if it belonged to both of us, you'd say it's
both.
Or it's off.
Being whoever they are.
Okay, or it's off.
Ours.
All right, if it belonged to them, you'd say it's.
His,
or if it belonged to her, you'd say it's.
Her.
And if it belonged to them, you'd say it's. Their.
Belonged to this, them, or.
All right. Yeah. Now, how about the expressions yourn, ourn, theirn, his'n, and her'n? Did you use those expressions much?
That's sharp, I guess.
Yeah.
Some of them hate right, I know that.
Which ones are most common, would you say? Yourn and his'n are just as common as the others? Or is there some difference?
I wouldn't know which.